Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I know I am not Gregory T. Roberts or Melvin Burns II, but I am filling in for both of them. So you guys enjoy your time and all that good stuff. And just as Melvin would do, I'm not going to go off into a whole lot of the latest news, but I do want to sit here and say that the government is getting, well, it's reopening very soon. And so hopefully people can get their jobs back, get back to work. And also a lot of people can get that help with the food that they needed. So that's all I have to say. And that is my intro. And in doing that, I'm going to introduce our first guest, which is Miss Kenitha Collins.
Hello.
Hi, a Muskegon Family Care. She is the Community Service Outreach Manager. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So today we are talking about a collaboration that we are having. You want to tell people more about that?
Well, I can. <Okay. laughs> Well, 103.7 The Beat gives away turkeys every year to about 100, 150 people in the community. I'm not sure how that process goes, but Muskegon Family Care want to partner with them and assist them with this food need or this food deficit that we're having right now. Absolutely. So we're going to supply the sides for a Thanksgiving dinner for about 75 to 80 families.
Yes, yes. And so this is something that we've done for quite some time. And it's nice that in these times of uncertainty that we are getting additional help and we have these collaborations in which we can give more out to the community. So thank you guys for being willing to collaborate as well. We appreciate that. So with this giveaway, I mean, do you guys normally do your own or did you guys, what were you guys thinking about when it came to giving more back, especially with the current circumstances that we're facing today?
Well, throughout the year, I try to make sure that we reach everybody. We try to have resources and events catered around the people's needs. Well, right now they need food and you all are giving out turkeys. And we thought, okay, what better way than to help or assist or join with someone that we can assist them or take the burden off their pockets by putting some sides. So they, you all sent me a list of some things that you all needed, and we tried to fulfill that need for like 75 to 80 families.
Yes. So, yes. So I want to also, I want you to tell people more about the other programs that you guys do, because you are constantly giving back throughout the year.
Oh, bless you.
No, bless you guys.
Yeah. Well, what we have something coming up in December, December 13. We did it. We didn't do it last year, but we end up doing it this year again. It turned out so well year before last, and we wasn't able to do it this past year, but this year we're going to do it again. We're going to feed the community. And in 2023, we fed about 500 people. We had people that came out and sat and ate, and then we had dinners that we had delivered. So that's what we're going to do again. If you know somebody that needs a dinner and unable to come and get the dinner, give us the name and the address, and we'll pack them up a dinner and bring it to them. We're serving from 12 to 2 on December 13th at Muskegon Family Care Wellness Center, and we'll have full Thanksgiving dinner and some.
Oh, yep. That is nice.
Well, it'll be after Thanksgiving. It'll be pre-Christmas.
Pre-Christmas, yeah.
Pre-Christmas, yeah. December 13th, pre-Christmas.
Either way, it's free food.
It's free. That's right.
So with you in your position of Community Service Outreach Manager, what does giving back to the community mean to you?
Man, meeting the needs of the people. I mean, just seeing people that do not have, even working people that do not have, family members that do not have, people I ride past in the street that do not have. I work a second job at a shelter, and man, that's heart-wrenching. It's humbling, actually. So to see people that you know or people that you wouldn't think that need these services actually need this service, and I'm able to, my job, Muskegon Family Care as a whole is able to give back to the community or give to these people is actually very humbling. So I appreciate the job I do. I love the job that I do. And as long as I got breath in my body, I'm going to continue to try to I do, trying to make sure that we meet the needs of the people. You know, so people think Muskegon Family Care is just a medical facility when actually we're not. We have medical, dental, you know, optometry. We have behavior health. We have women's health. We have a pharmacy, you know, have a whole lot of other things going on there, but we also have outreach, and that's, you know, meeting the needs of the people or building relationships and collaborations with people outside, outside the medical need, I should say. So the hunger, the homeless, and we have, you know, new CHWs now, community health workers, and we're working on community navigator. So yeah, we're working on trying to meet the needs of the people.
Okay. And I have to, like I said, I have to applaud Mesquite Family Care, because since I think I've been here, Miss Kenitha is always working. I mean, steady, always on the job and making sure that there's something going on. And it's not just the fact that, you know, you guys even had, like, from the beginning, there was community outreach, but you have seemed to expand it on the programs that you guys outreach with. Yeah. So you want to talk more about that?
Well, yeah, just trying, like I said, going out into the community and trying to find the needs of the people. You know, is it transportation? Is it food? Is it clothing? Is it just resources? You know, knowing what the people need versus us guessing and trying to tell people what they need. Let them tell me what they need. And then building relationships with different organizations like United Way, the baby shower, for instance. I mean, 400 and 500 pregnant women in one gym, and not one person walk away empty hand.
Yeah.
So we have, like, you know, 400 and 500 boxes of diapers and diaper wipes, and I feed them. I have a whole baby shower, you know, just for people that may not be able to have a baby shower. This is your baby shower. So they come and we give them, they walk away with a bag of stuff, you know.
That's so nice. But what, even with that, like, tell us more about, have you ever had anybody come up to you and say, hey, I really needed this, or I appreciate it? You were talking about there's people that don't even have baby showers. So with that being the feeling, or any of the community events that you guys do you ever get that feeling where, like, oh, I'm so happy I did this because they confirmed it?
Yeah. Every time we have an event before we leave, somebody come and say, thank you. I'm like, I didn't even know that you all had a dentist, or thank you. I didn't have anything for my baby, or thank you. As a matter of fact, I was a little late almost trying to get here because I ran into a little issue before I got here with somebody needing.
I wasn't going to tell.
but I did. I'm honest. If nobody knows anything, I'm honest. So, with a need, trying to meet the need of a person, you know, before I left work. And impromptu meeting real quick. So I was like, well, goodness gracious.
So, well, we all know about these trying times, and it's kind of stemmed from the current administration, in a sense, with the everything that's going on in the White House, and then also with the disagreements between the two parties regarding the government shutdown. When the shutdown began and then how long it lasted, did you see any differences? Were there any changes that you saw as far as effects of the people that you guys serve?
As far as their needs, as far as medical?
As far as maybe they needing some more, because, you know, people lost their jobs.
Yeah, they're stressed. And to God be the glory, gratefully, Muskegon Family Care have not been hit with layoffs or anything like that. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know what the future is going to bring. We don't know the status of the government and what the finances, but I know that we're stable right now and that we're still up and functioning. As far as needs of people, we try to hit those needs before you get out there, before the winter come. We don't want to say somebody say, I need a coat. So right now we partner with people that's doing coat drives, and then we have a coat drive. Mm-hmm. We don't want Christmas to come up and somebody say, I need a toy. So we start raising and getting toys right now. Mm-hmm. So those things are done. So as far as the needs of the people, we haven't seen them enhance and say, you know, we see more people needing things. But as far as, the need, we've been trying to meet the need. So
Okay. Yeah. So when we're talking about Muskegon Family Care, how long have you been there?
13 years.
Ooh. Oh, clock that. That's my daughter too. And within those 13 years, what have you learned to love the most about your job?
You know how many jobs I've had at Muskegon Family Care?
Oh, so you're a jack of all trades.
Let me tell you. I started off there as a phlebotomist. I had lost with Muskegon Hikes. Turned into Academy. We lost our job. They put, so they I went back into the medical field. So I was like, okay, I got a phlebotomy certification. I got a laboratory technician certification. So guess what? I'll go back into the lab. Went back and there was nothing around here. And I had to go to Shelby. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know nothing about Shelby, but I need to work. Mm-hmm. So I went to Shelby. I worked in Shelby for about 3 months. And then the CEO then called me and said, I heard you was driving up to Shelby. I have a phlebotomy job right here in Muskegon at Muskegon Family Care. Put in an application. So I did. She hired me. And within a matter of a couple months, she made me the lab supervisor. I stayed there in the lab, you know, for a couple years. Then they moved me to admin in the community service realm. And that's where I've been ever since. Well, when they thought that we were going to close down, then they put me back into transportation. So I was transportation supervisor. Then they moved me back to admin and the community service realm. So I've been at Muskegon Family Care 13 years in like 3 or 4 different jobs.
Okay. That is impressive. So you can take blood.
I can.
Ooh,
blindfolded.
That's good, because I know some people can't find my veins. But you also are dealing with transportation. You've dealt with temp transportation, mm-hmm. and then you were the supervisor. Okay, that's like, I feel like you know, they threw you in the jungle. You came out with a fur coat.
And did me.
So besides the stuff that's happening in December, do you guys have any more upcoming programs that you plan to do for next year?
Yes, we the baby showers annually. You know, we do it every year. We've been doing it for the last like what, 6-7 years annually. The last 3 years we have partnered with United Way, and it has been amazing. It was big then. It's even bigger because we're allowed to put boxes in maybe 30, 40 different facilities, and they collect things. So it takes down the burden of the cost, you know, basically, so we won't have to pay so much money buying the things, because people give and we take new stuff. And, you know, like I said, 400 to 500 pregnant women. That's crazy, isn't it?
That's crazy.
That just sounds crazy to me every I say it. It is when it's there. So, yeah, we still have our annual baby shower. Everything that we've been having that we did have, we still have. So we have not lost anything yet. And we're happy to be able to do this feeding again this year. We just had the cancer walk this past, what, a couple Saturdays ago. We're walking a mile in my shoes for women or people that has battled, they say breast cancer, but I don't care what kind of cancer. Mm-hmm. If you want to come and walk, they do that, and we raise funds. Mm-hmm. So it's been a good run. I had a good run at Muskegon Family Care.
That's good.
Yeah.
Now, I know you do a lot of stuff for the community, but then there's some programs that you've done for the youth as well. And I think there's one in particular that is like, it was your second year this year with the Hometown
Heroes. Yep, it's my second time doing that.
So with the Hometown Heroes, what was your goal for that program? And what made you want to bring it here to Muskegon?
Well, to celebrate our heroes. I didn't care. Last year, I mean, the first year we did it, we wanted to bring back like some of the sports people, Kurt Adams, anybody that played any sports and that went off. It was college sports. I didn't care. But we just so happened to look up on a couple NFL players and somebody that done the Madden game. We just looked up on some people. They heard about it and thought, we'll come out, come do it. So I thought, okay, good. No cost. And they were happy to do it. And this past year, Mr. Bradford, he said, I'll do it again for you, Miss Kenitha, just whatever you want to do for the community and you need me, I'll do it. And he said he was going to get me backpacks, and he did just that. He got backpacks. So he bought the backpacks this past year and came back again, and we gave children backpacks, and we let them take pictures with the people, with the, you know, celebrities, so to speak, because they're celebrities in their eyes. Mm-hmm. They even think the kids that play high school football are celebrities. So they'd be excited, and we'd be excited. And we want to make sure just have a good time, a family day. Mm-hmm. And then we give out blood pressure and diabetic screenings and all that. Then we'll allow the football teams of the leagues, the Lakeside League, the Muskegon Heights League, the Port City League, allow them to sign up as many kids as they can at a discount. And then, say, for instance, if it's $25 to sign your child up, Muskegon Family Care eat $10 of that, and they pay the $15. And then we give them a check at however many children they sign up at that day. Mm. So we let them do that, and then we allow them to sign up for physical at a discounted price as well. Because some people have, like, 3 and 4 children playing.
Yeah.
So they it cuts the cost for the parents, so they will have to pay the full amount for physicals and to sign up to play.
Absolutely. When you see the kids out there with the football players, does that bring you a lot of joy?
They'd be so happy. They'd be eating hot dogs, have the ketchup. And the first year we had ribs, they had barbecue sauce and barbecue bones everywhere. But we had a good time, adults and children. But yes, it is. It's heartwarming. And I'm like, my job is done. I'm not here for the attaboys and the pat on the back. I just want to make sure that the needs are met. And so if I see the needs met, and in the midst of that, we sign up patients as well. So we ask people, do you have a medical dental, a doctor, or do you need behavior help? Do you need a pharmacy? And if you do, just tell me this, tell me your name, and we'll give you a call. Cut the hassle of you trying to call, looking for one. Here we are right here. So then we'll do that, and then we'll get it out there, get them a call, get them set up for an appointment or whatever they need. So just trying to break down some of the barriers.
Okay. I mean, I'm all for that. But while you were speaking about some of the other things that you guys do as far as medical care, are there any programs that you guys offer that people may not be aware of that or may not think that you guys offer that you want to put out there?
Well, we are FQHC, which means we're a federally qualified healthcare center, and we will see you regardless of your ability to pay, if you have insurance or not. We refuse nobody. And if you have no income or low income, we have programs and sliding fee scales, and we take private insurance as well as no insurance, as well as public, private insurance, as well as any state insurance or anything like that. So,
okay. And then, so your services include dental care. You also said
dental,
primary
medical
doctor. Mm-hmm. And then there was a point in time where you guys were doing stuff with nutrition.
Yeah, we got a dietary nutritionist. I think that's what we had him for about a month or two. Mm-hmm. I think that's what his title is. But yeah, he's dealing with diabetics as well as setting their meals and people that need help with their meals when they've either newly become diabetics or are diabetic and need some help with their nutrition. But yeah, we have somebody on site that monitor your food, whatever his title is. Well, you take care of your food.
I mean, that's all good, because it's literally like a one-stop shop. Oh, I can go to the doctor and get my teeth cleaned at the same time.
And we'll pick you up.
Oh, now drop that you part. Back off.
Yep, we have transportation department that pick up our patient. If you're a patient of Muskegon Family Care, we'll pick you up if you don't have a ride. And if our doctors refer you out to, let's say, Janae has to go to Ann Arbor, mm-hmm. Your doctor referred you, we'll take you to Ann Arbor. Yeah, we go as far. Yeah.
Now, say that one more time.
And we do. It doesn't matter. We got patients that we pick up in Nunica, Grand Rapids, and we've taken people to Detroit. We've taken to Ann Arbor. Yeah. So if our doctor refer you to a specialist and it's in a different city, we are required to take you. And we do.
Now, you can't get better than that, folks.
Exactly.
I mean, you literally can have the diet. It's everything. And then if you need a ride, you could probably drive and still get a ride, can't you?
You can drive. Yeah. I don't want to drive to Grand Rapids, so they come get a ride.
There you go. That's a wonderful thing for Muskegon Family Care. They have all their bases covered, it seems like, when it comes to truly helping out patients and also the community. Yes. And so, knowing that, with everything that we sit here and talked about, this is your time, as they would say, for your shameless plug. So you just want to tell more people about the things that you have coming up, of the services, how people can get a hold of you guys, how they can become new patients. This is the time to do so.
Okay. Well, we're located at 2201 South Getty Street, Muskegon Family Care, and we are accepting new patients, and our number is 231-739-9315. Again, 231-739-9315. And you can call that main number and ask for whatever department it is that you would like to talk with or speak with, and they'll direct you. We have a wonderful operator, and she will direct you to where you need to be, and we can get you signed up for whatever you need. And as far as the events, they're free. Come out. And when it's gone, it's gone. We're going to serve for 2 hours from 12 until 2. We had a good time a couple years ago. We want to have an even better time this year. Hopefully, we'll get a Santa again. I mean, if we don't, but the food will be there. And we'll have a few we have quite a few little gifts that we'll be giving away, some swag, MFC swag as well. So come on out and celebrate with Muskegon Family Care. Eat with us. Break bread with us.
There you go. What kind of food are you guys having there this year?
We got some Koreans, cracked chicken. We got some fried turkeys.
Fried turkeys. I don't know if y'all ever had a fried turkey. Fried turkeys are some of the best turkey I've ever had in my life.
Girl, my son-in-law is dangerous with that fried turkey. I'm telling you, he can rub it up, flip it, drop it in that grease, shoot it up, rub it up, flip it, drop it in that grease again. Yes.
Yeah, that sounds good fixings. You guys got all the sides.
Yes, we got some dressing. We got corn. We got mashed potatoes. We got meatballs, green beans. What else on that menu? We got dessert. We got juice, coffee, water. And like I said, tell me everything. You will be full. You will be full. We're going to feed you. We're not going to give you no teaspoon of it. We're going to feed you.
All right, guys. That is it for this segment. That was Muskegon Family Care for Ms. Kanika Collins, who is the Community Service Outreach Manager. Before we go, I do want to sit here and say, once again, thank you for collaborating with us this year. This is great to be getting more back out to the community. And then also, thank you for all you do, because we've been working with you guys for years. Yes. And that's one of the best relationships that we do have at 103.7 to
be. Good.
So after that, we're going to have more for coming up next is the Ashley Jordan for Melina and the coat drive that they're having this Saturday for anybody who's in need of coats. But we're going to come back with more after this break. Hello and welcome back to Community Focus. We just got off with Kanika Collins, Community Service Outreach Manager of Muskegon Family Care. Just to give you guys another reminder, they are collaborating with us for the turkey giveaway. And they're going to be bringing additional food. So make sure you guys come out to that. And up next, we have our next guest, Miss Ashley Jordan of Melina. And she will be talking about their annual coat drive that they've been having. Hello, Ashley. As soon as I can get you up here. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well.
That's good. So this is what year for you guys when it comes to this coat drive?
This is our 9th year doing our coat drive. We've given out thousands of coats across the state. And so we're happy to bring this effort back to Muskegon this year.
That's good. So I think a lot of people weren't aware with the drive before because it was like a drive up, kind of walk up kind of thing. You said it was here for 9 years. So have you guys always been in the same place or space, or how's that been?
Yeah, so as far as, you know, having coat distributions across the state, that has been occurring for the past 9 years. We've been in Muskegon. This would be our 4th year. Each year we've been partnering with Catholic Charities West Michigan, and so we're bringing back the effort again this year.
Okay, so what initiated the start of the coat drive?
Yeah, I mean, as a company, you know, Melina understands that in order for families to stay healthy, right, it's not just about their medical health, but all those social determinants of health that really play an impact. So if a family is worrying about, you know, keeping their family warm with clothes or trying to house their family, right, then that oftentimes plays an impact of whether they have the time and the capacity to even look into their preventative care and going to the doctor and so forth. And so through that lens, you know, Melina's dedicated to the community, dedicated to giving back. And so, you know, with Michigan, we know, right, that the winter is very harsh and so forth. And it often plays an impact into, you know, whether children can get to school, whether, you know, adults can get to work, you know, whether they have a warm coat. So we wanted to ensure that we provided that support to the community.
Well, I know we appreciate it. I know there's a lot of people who are always looking forward to the coat drive and knowing that they have the need for it because kids do grow fast. So that is a great thing that you guys do. But before I jump more into the drive and the other services that Melina provides, can you tell us more about yourself and then your current position at the company?
Sure. So I am the Associate Vice President of Growth and Community Engagement for Molina. I've been with Molina for about 10 years. And so what my team does is that we partner with community-based organizations that our members in the community are already utilizing to see how we can be an additional support. So most of our efforts are collaborating on events that the organization may be hosting on their own. And we do that a few different ways. We provide financial support. We have a volunteer program, so every Molina employee has 24 hours of time to go out in the community and touch, you know, the faces of the members that we serve. And so my team brings forth those opportunities to employees so they know what's going on in the community. And then also we want to be an additional resource. So, you know, for individuals that may have questions about healthcare and specifically, you know, Medicaid benefits, then we want to also be able to answer those questions. And also for our current members, be able to be that point of contact for programs that we are offering within the company.
Okay. So speaking more about the programs, are there programs that Molina has that people don't know about, or maybe you don't see them access enough through the Molina Healthcare program?
Sure. So one of our programs we have is called Community Connectors. So we have community health workers that help our members connect to resources that they need. So again, when we're thinking about food or shelter or maybe utility systems, things that maybe don't traditionally fall under medical care as a health insurance may be known for, we have a full team that is there to connect those points and really to touch those community organizations that are serving those different programs to our members so that they can get the additional resources that they need.
So
that's a true program that I feel is very beneficial to the community at large.
So they would say, hey, I need some help with the utility bill, and then call you guys. And then there's literally people that are there to help them navigate that way. So this additional help resources that people are able to utilize and probably don't even know about. That's kind of cool.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay, so with more about the Coat Drive, you said this is the fourth year in Muskegon. Mm-hmm. Where have you guys been prior to Muskegon? And then do you guys want to branch out even further after this year, or have you done that already?
Yeah, so we've been in Detroit, the metro Detroit area. We've been in Grand Rapids. And so those are... And then we also have been in Flint. So Detroit, Grand Rapids, and Flint are some of the areas that we've had the Coat Drive in the past. And we serve, you know, the entire Lower Peninsula. So we continue to, you know, branch out and connect with organizations that we can be able to spread the warmth across the state. So certainly, you know, when we think about our rural populations, that's another area that we would love to provide additional support to.
Okay. When with the things that have been happening with the former government shutdown, and people have lost their jobs, or they're trying to get back with employment, I should sit here and say, have you noticed a difference in the people who have been able to access their health care, or has it been a little bit more difficult for people to reach it? I mean, I know that they even talked about premiums going up. How do you feel about that as someone who works for a healthcare provider?
Yeah, so Molina, we primarily support those that qualify for Medicaid. So based off your income, then you will qualify to receive state assistance. And then from there, you can select the plan of your choice, right? And so certainly, and I'm sorry if you hear sounds, we're in the midst of getting ready for the code giveaway
tonight. Oh, no, you're fine.
But just in the midst of, you know, the different administrative changes and so forth, the pauses within the government, that certainly does, again, impact. I feel like it impacts people's capacity, right? Because everybody, right, has to prioritize what they're going to deal with today. So, again, if it's, you know, trying to pay your bills, if it's trying to feed your family and so forth, especially when we think about preventative care and actually utilizing your healthcare benefits. You know, sometimes, again, it kind of goes to the bottom of the totem pole because it's just so much that a family is dealing with at any point of the day. So I think that's the major kind of shift, right? It's just, you know, individuals really having the capacity to have time to focus on their health and actually utilize their benefits when there's so many different changes going on in the environment and the community.
Absolutely. When you're talking about that, can you go more off into the importance of people understanding what their healthcare coverage can cover? I think a lot of the times where you spoke about, you know, what people have the capacity for. And I think it becomes even more limited when they don't know what they have access to. So what are your thoughts about that? And then, you know, the importance of people being able to get a hold of that information or just searching for that information themselves.
Yeah. So when we think about Medicaid benefits, right, the state covers full comprehensive medical benefits. It also covers a lot of dental services. And so that often is another service that people don't necessarily take full advantage of. But there's a lot of dental benefits available within the medical coverage. And then again, when we think about community connectors and connecting individuals to resources and so forth, that also is available under Medicaid as well. And then also having a care coordinator. So maybe you have a disease state that you're dealing with, like diabetes or heart disease or what have you. We have care coordinators, we have registered nurses that can help navigate you through that, to provide that education, to make sure that you have your appointments scheduled, that you have the medication that you need. So there is a lot of resources available, you know, once someone actually is engaged within their healthcare.
Okay. Then that's all good things for people to know and understand, because you can't use it if you don't know about it, you know? And I think that's the biggest thing for people to be able to understand. So if they wanted to understand more of their services that they had or that's provided with their healthcare plan, what would someone have to do to get access to the information?
Yeah, so I would recommend anyone, no matter what health plan that you're in, just to first contact their member services or their contact center, their support center, right? That would be the number listed right on the back of their ID card, to connect with customer service to be able to engage in what benefits that you have and what supports are available to you. And then always, you know, the state is a great resource, MDHHS. One can log into their MyBridges account online, or, you know, visit their local office to connect with their caseworker to, again, be able to access those benefits that they have available.
Okay. So going back to the coat drive, this is the fourth year here. You want to tell the audience more about the coat drive and then what you guys are going to offer at that event, which is tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. We're so excited for tomorrow. The event is at Catholic Charities West Michigan at 1720 Park Street in Muskegon. We have great partners that we've collaborated with on this year's effort. So in addition to brand new coats that are available for the full family, so for infants all the way up to adults, we'll have community resources available from both Catholic Charities and Muskegon Rescue Mission. And then we'll also have dental services provided by Hackley Community Care. And so, again, just looking forward to seeing the community. It's a drive-through style. So, you know, the weather actually is not too bad today. So, and tomorrow looks like it's going to be decent. But, you know, staying in your car, we have the radio station now playing music. And so we're just looking for a festive time to be able to provide those new coats for the community, as well as additional wraparound services.
Okay. So you said that there will be dental services that are offered at that time. What are they going to be doing? Or what are they going to be offering people who are willing to take it?
Yeah, so Hackley Community Care is bringing out their mobile unit. So they'll have a full 16-foot type of mobile unit available where they can actually perform like emergency services. So if you have any dental pain or what have you, they will try to correct that right then and there at the event. And if there's additional support that's needed afterwards, then they will help to schedule an appointment at their clinic. But certainly if, you know, you're just having some pain and need someone to look at it and haven't had a chance to do that, the mobile unit will be on site to do so.
So that means if I had a tooth that has been bothering me since, I don't know, 6 months ago, and I see a hole in it, I can go to them. They can tell me what I need to do.
Yes. At least get it checked out, right?
They may
be able to get down because, you know, dental work sometimes takes a little time. So they may not be able to fully correct it, but they'll at least be able to identify the problem and give you next steps for to correcting it.
Okay. So looking at what the drive has become as of tomorrow versus where it first started out, Muskegon, what have you noticed as far as the differences, or how has it grown in a sense as far as what you guys have been able to offer, and then, you know, the people that come out to gain access to it?
I would say one thing about our code giveaway is that we've had a lot of consistency, and, you know, I think it speaks to the environment that we live in, right? There is a need there where families are in need of additional support, additional help, one less thing that they have to worry about. And so what I love most about, you know, how we've been able to impact the community throughout the years is that there's new families, right? There's some of the same families. Because again, like you said, you know, not only kids, but adults, right? We change sizes all the time too, right? Mm-hmm. And we need, you know, to be able to have, you know, a coat to keep us warm throughout the season. So being able to see the families come out and get the resources that they need, get the additional help that they need, has been great throughout the years we've been able to host the event.
That's good to know. I know when I was there the first time versus now, it's like people already know. They asked me, when is the coat drive? I'm like, oh, okay, let me tell you.
They're definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah. So what other programs or what other things has Malina done for the community that people may not know about?
Yeah, so we do hundreds of events every year. And again, that's really partnering with community-based organizations that are already doing, you know, programming. So whether someone's having a dinner for the community or a baby shower or a resource fair, we really believe in grassroots efforts and getting out in the community to connect with those that may just have questions or need additional information. And so that may be something that people aren't familiar with, is, you know, actually knowing that Malina will come to your faith-based organization, right? We'll come to your resource center. We'll come to a gala or kind of a large expo or what have you, because we want to be able to understand what the community is in need of, what are the obstacles and challenges that are occurring, and be able to put our mind together to see how we can work together with community organizations that, again, the community already trusts, right, are embedded into the community and are staples, and how we can kind of lock arms to be able to support the community as a whole.
Okay. And so this just came to me because in the county of Muskegon, homelessness has been an issue. And I know with the winter coming up, I know it's probably imperative for them to try to have coats. Is there anything that Malina does to serve those? I mean, you already talked about the people on Medicaid, but are there things that people can have access to, even if they may not have a home, when it comes to healthcare?
Absolutely. Again, even within the coat giveaway, you know, the Muskegon Rescue Mission, who, you know, is a major community pillar, right, serving those that may be unhoused, they are a partner within the organization. And so even with our coat drive, not only can you drive up, but You can also walk up, let's say if you don't have a vehicle. And so that is something that we try to do. We also want to, you know, meet our members where they are. And so, you know, sometimes in those transitional times or, you know, a life event occurs and maybe, you know, there's some housing difficulties, we try to provide that additional support to ensure that, you know, they're able to have stability within their lives. So, again, like our community connector is a major tool, a major channel that we utilize to be able to understand what the barriers our members are receiving, and then, again, how we can provide that support.
Okay. So, and knowing that a lot of people's healthcare premiums have recently went up with certain bills, how do you feel like Molina is taking on the fact that people may not be able to cover some of their insurance premiums?
Well, so being the Medicaid space, right, we don't necessarily have premiums, right, because it's covered through the state and the federal subsidies. So that is not necessarily something that impacts within our service area or those that we serve. However, we understand that it is a challenge for those, right, with, you know, inflation, high rising costs within insurance, within gas, within food, and so forth. And so things like the co-drive, right, you don't have to be a Molina member to attend. So we do try to provide support to the community at large to help fill those gaps.
Okay. So Molina is straight Medicaid based then?
Yes, Medicaid and Medicare.
Gotcha. Okay. So how long have you been in your position at Molina when it comes to community?
10 years.
Okay. So 10 years. What is the biggest or what is the thing that you like the most about your job throughout these 10 years? And what have you learned throughout these 10 years in the current position that you're in?
Yeah. So my... I feel like this job is kind of the perfect match of my background. I went to school for marketing, but I grew up in a house of social workers, right? So both of my parents were one. My mother retired from Detroit Public Schools as a social worker, and my dad ran his own nonprofit. And so giving back to the community, understanding the challenges that marginalized communities serve has always been at the heart of my home and my values and so forth. And so this job kind of mirrors the two, right? I'm able to promote Molina as a company, build awareness, and then also give back into those same communities that I grew up in, be able to give back to community organizations that are doing the hard work every day to serve the community, to meet individuals where they are, to be able to connect the dots and be able to remove those barriers. So I love what I do as a whole. And I think as the years have progressed, that just builds because there's new organizations that I meet each and every day. There's new communities I'm able to visit and be able to be embedded in. And that has been so rewarding for me.
Okay. That's I know when it comes to even having two parents in social work, I can only imagine. I bet that was a very loving household because social work is no joke.
Yes.
And so like that's very commendable. And it makes a big difference. I always feel like when someone's in a position that they absolutely love to do, because it does take a certain type of person to understand or even to be aware of other people's backgrounds and then still be caring for them. So that's really cool to me. But so when it comes to the healthcare and all the stuff that you guys are doing, do you have anything else that you want to put out there that Molina will be doing sometime soon? Is there anything coming up for the Christmas holidays? I mean, do you guys have any more community events that people can attend? What's going on with Molina?
Yeah, so our co-giveaway is like Molina's staple event of the year. the remainder of the year, we're connecting with community organizations that are doing the turkey giveaways, the, you know, the holiday activities, the other winter warmth events and so forth. And so for the remainder of the year, we'll be partnering with community-based organizations across the state to be able to support the efforts that they have on their calendar. And then we also have a blanket donations that we are preparing to give away. So our employees actually have handmade hundreds of blankets. And so we're preparing to distribute those to shelters and schools across the state to, again, ensure that babies and families are able to stay warm.
I just want to put this out here. My grandma used to make quilts. There's nothing like a handmade blanket. It's the warmest
thing forever.
Yes. It's so authentic. I love it. I love it. And so we only have a few minutes left. And I want to thank you guys for reaching out to us to even be a part of the Code Drive. We do appreciate that for 103.7 The Beat. But this is your time to put in a shameless plug about Molina Healthcare, what you guys do, and then what people can do to get a hold of you, and then more about the code giveaway, just a reminder of the times and what they can do to get a code.
Perfect. Yeah. So Molina Healthcare, we are committed to improving the lives of families to ensure that all families have access to quality healthcare. And so to learn more about Molina, please visit MolinaHealthcare.com. And tomorrow we are excited for our 9th annual Molina Hope Coat Giveaway that will be at Catholic Charities West Michigan, 1720 Park Avenue. Again, families from adults to children can all receive a brand new coat. Additional resources from our community partners such as Catholic Charities West Michigan and Muskegon Rescue Mission, and then dental services will be available through Hackley Community Care's mobile unit. So looking forward to seeing everyone tomorrow and to just, you know, enjoying the this lovely November day.
Well, so how we usually end the show, we always ask, is there anything that you feel like we need to know that may have been left out that I might not have asked the question for? Is the first. And then just for me personally, what would you want to leave people? And it doesn't have to be anything about Molina, but, you know, what's something that you think people can leave with? It's like a nice quote, or maybe just some insightful, just some uplifting, because I think we need it more than people are willing to admit these times.
Yeah. I would say that, to know that despite of every challenge that is occurring within this economy, right, within the environment, within our communities, that there are community organizations that are vested into improving the lives of individuals, to providing resources, to providing wraparound services that those that may be in need of. And so I would just encourage everyone to, you know, stay diligent, you know, keep pushing, keep fighting, because things will get better, right, if we all work together to get there. So not only on the medical side, but from the radio station to community organizations to our providers and our physicians. If we all lock arms together, then we can be able to, you know, get through these difficult times.
Absolutely. Well said. If I had some applause effects, I would push it right now. But that is it for our show today. That was our guest, Ashley Jordan, the AVP of Growth and Community Engagement at Molina Health. Once again, they are having their 9th annual Coat Drive in Muskegon, Michigan. And that is our time for today. Thanks once again for being our guest on the show. We really appreciate it. And until next time, we will see you next Friday. This is Community Focus, and I hope you guys enjoyed the show.